Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. The President of the United States has been trying to convince us for years that there is massive voter fraud in virtually every election. Well, at least in the elections that he or his people have lost, somehow there is never the chance of fraud when he wins. Odd, but true. Now that he has achieved almost total control over the workings of government, he is systematically going about the business of limiting voter turnout. The smaller the total vote, the better are his chances. As the turnout declines, his percentage of the vote increases. It's simple. Even simpler is the fact that when the turnout is held down in black and immigrant districts, his chances increase exponentially. This notion of selective voter restrictions is so simple that even the president understood it right away, and then he went to work on it. The litmus test for voter eligibility has always been citizenship. If you're a citizen of age and registered, you can vote. The game starts when the players in an election require proof of citizenship at the polling place. The most frequently used prerequisite is a driver's license. Now, in the interest of further securing our voting process, securing it from the throngs of illegals who are lining up to commit fraud, I want to propose that we do more to determine just who is a good citizen and who isn't. I want prospective voters to prove definitively that they do indeed deserve to vote. I think we should ask questions on election day at the polling place, which will help to weed out the unqualified. We'll need thousands of new workers to administer the poll questions. The current polling place officials have enough to do already. Just let them be. It would be a good idea to distinguish the newly minted election interrogators from the actual election officials. Keep it simple, but make it clear. How about shirts? Brown shirts. Brown shirts with armbands. Brown shirts with red armbands. Hey, brown shirts with red armbands that have letters MAGA imprinted on them. In gold, of course. Things stamped in gold are good. Things that are gold are also expensive, and so are uniforms. So the Election Integrity Project will need to be funded. A service fee will be collected at the entrances to the polling places. Now, you might remember that poll taxes, back from the Jim Crow days, were found to be unconstitutional. That's why this surcharge will not be a poll tax at all, but rather a freedom fee. There'll be a sliding scale beginning at $1 and proceeding from there. White people with limited education will pay $1. White people who graduated high school will pay $5. People of color, all people of color, we don't want to discriminate here, all people of color will pay $25. Anyone with a college degree, well, that's $50. And registered Democrats with a college degree will pay $100. Billionaires? Well, there'll be no charge for them, as they have already contributed much more than their share to our nation's economy. Okay, now that we've taken care of identifying the interrogators and figured out how to pay them, let's move on to the questions they will ask. I propose a short list which will go a long way to making voter worthiness clear. It goes without saying that potential voters shouldn't have to answer civics or history questions. Those kinds of questions are discriminatory and clearly favor elites and socialists. No, these questions will be used to determine the only thing that really matters, loyalty. Got your MAGA hat on? Let's get ready to vote. Where do you get your news? Which version of the Bible do you read? Have you ever attended worship at a mosque? Who starred in Celebrity Apprentice? Name the golf champion of Mar-a-Lago.